Welcome to Braindrop, the digital transformation podcast from VCOM, the leader in IT spend and lifecycle management. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Braindrop, the VCOM podcast where we invite our experts to stop by and drop a little of the latest digital transformation tech on our listeners. Hi, everyone. This is Nicole Wunderlin, and today on Braindrop, we'll be discussing the past and future of TEM and what you need to know. Our guest is Rachel Youngman, a business development manager at VCOM, who specializes in TEM. Hi, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on today. I've got my Dr. Pepper here for any Dr. Pepper fans, and I'm ready to talk telecom expense management.
Perfect. I've got my tea. So as was mentioned, we're going to be talking about TEM, or telecom expense management, its past, and then what we see for its future. So Rachel, for those who may not know what TEM is exactly, feel free to explain and maybe also give a brief history of your experience in that realm.
Sure. I can't talk about TEM, which was born out of the world of network, without also talking about mobile. So over 11 years ago, I ventured into a world of mobility management services, or MMS, where the company I was with at the time helped companies to manage mobile devices. And back then, companies had mostly flip phones for a few employees, maybe some Blackberries, you know, for the executives, and some pagers.
Oh, I remember those days well.
Yeah, so it was unusual back then to focus on mobile because, first of all, not many companies had a big need to manage their wireless devices. But within a quick 10 years, mobile had just blown up seemingly overnight. And the world went from a few pagers and flip phones to the majority of employees just having company provided iPhones or Androids. And telecom managers who once kept a few spreadsheets for their 50 Blackberries had to adapt and learn how to manage now 25,000 much more complicated mobile devices. And then you add to that, MDM, the security feature, provisioning those devices and complicated allocation processes and so on. And companies weren't quick to provide that software that telecom managers might need, or maybe the company just didn't even know about that kind of thing. Something to help these telecom managers to manage this growing monster. And so that's what we were trying to do at the time, is to fulfill that need.
Right. Things changed very quickly. And now most of us can't imagine our lives today without relying on our cell phones.
For sure. And at that same time, TEM, or telecom expense management, was a more common type of service that had really been around much longer than MMS. And it was born out of that wireline or network space, which is a totally different animal than mobile. Network was more contract and rear view mirror focus versus mobile, which was ever evolving and could change daily. And eventually TEM started to encompass mobile, but it was more of an afterthought. So TEMs today are much more involved in mobile than in previous years, but nevertheless, managing network is their number one moneymaker. So that's where a lot of their focus remains.
Great. Thanks for explaining that. So we're starting to hear the phrase, TEM isn't working anymore, or TEM is dead. So why are some people saying that, and what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, after that history, let's reassess where we are today with TEM and MMS. There are some good things that come from the world of TEM, but some companies aren't fully satisfied and they don't know that there's an alternative out there. So sometimes they're taking drastic measures, giving their TEM the boot, while their telecom manager is left feeling like they've been given a car to drive with no steering wheel and no wheels. So they throw spreadsheets and more full-time employees at the problem, but it's really not working. And then on the other hand, many companies just feel stuck with what they've always known. I talk to companies every day who have always worked with TEMs, and yet they've been complaining for years. And I'm literally talking 10 years in some cases. So they're saying, we've got carrier late fees, poor service, lack of savings, and they keep hiring more people to work in spreadsheets outside of that TEM system to try to compensate for lack of information. And sometimes it's almost easier to keep renewing their contract than to try something different, that whole pain of change thing. So I see companies going from TEM to TEM to TEM and nothing changes. and they'll issue an RFP every now and then, and then they choose another TEM that's just like the former TEM, and then round the merry-go-round it goes again.
It's a vicious cycle. And I think that's extremely true when it comes to many changing aspects of technology. People tend to want to stick with what they know, but the thing is, you can't keep up unless you're ever evolving and adapting to newer ways of managing things.
Oh, totally. And even for those who don't know anything other than using a TEM, they'll admit there have always been gaps and issues around getting the bills paid on time and ensuring audits are thoroughly performed. So I wanted to point this out too. According to Amalgam Insights, the average IT bill amounts to between $1,000 and $4,000, and late fees inflate by 1.5% to 2%. And in addition, that savings the TEM promised them in the early days seems to have disappeared. So if you truly know how TEM companies work and are compensated, you'll understand the concept of how it's not quite advantageous for them to save your company money. And yet that's one of the primary reasons they're initially hired. So companies are wondering if they should take things in-house, but if they do, they're quickly realizing that they'll need to hire 15 new FTEs and create a database from spreadsheets and really taking it old school. And that's not the answer either. Spreadsheets are honestly a dangerous route when it comes to managing your IT spend. You know, which version of the spreadsheet is most recent? Has it been updated with the latest info? What happens if your spreadsheet is accidentally lost? True story.
Right. Or what happens if the person who's maintaining the spreadsheet leaves the company? There's just really not enough visibility across the company for those darn spreadsheets. So we know that spreadsheets are definitely limited. What do you think the answer is for companies looking to do something different?
So now we're seeing a shift to something new, although it's not really new. BCom, for instance, has been around for 20 years, but has morphed over time into a program that solves carrier billing and late fee issues for mobile network collaboration, cloud, hardware, and SaaS. So now getting some traction is this thing companies are discovering as a great alternative and answer to the old TEM issues. So I present to you IT Lifecycle Management Services, or ITLM is how we're termed. So forget 25 people in a corporation handling pieces of mobile and network. This method covers everything and no more late fees or dealing with credits. You know, you can bring on full visibility and ease of managing both mobile and network and reduce those carrier plan costs and completely eliminate those managed service fees. So TEMs typically charge a percentage of spend fee for network, plus nickel and diming their customers for every single professional service out there. And for mobile, they're charging a per device per month fee, anywhere from $3 to $6 per line on average. So if you can eliminate that percentage of spend and per device charge, you could shave off hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars off your managed service fees alone, much less getting a better carrier rate through a wholesale purchasing option.
Wow, that is obviously a huge savings. So with the wholesale option, what does that look like with VCom?
Yeah, there are multiple ways that companies can work with VCom. They can consider a typical retail environment that's more limited and takes them from where they currently are and will help to manage. But over time, the customer can migrate as their lines come up for renewal to our Wholesale Buyers Club. So you hop on board and you'll get to experience reduced carrier plan charges and never have to mess with the carriers again. And the shareholder value there is tremendous.
Fantastic.
And then another area where we differ from a TEM and even from some other limited aggregator services is that whole white glove approach. We dedicate teams to your account who know your environment inside and out and with a 24/7 knock, and it's truly a pleasant experience.
It's always nice having a dedicated team. So what would you say are the biggest differences by working with VCom?
Some differences you'd find when working with an ITLM like VCom and a traditional TEM is this is our own homegrown software. You know, most TEMs have grown by acquisition and you're typically muddled with outdated software that was purchased 5 years ago but has never been updated to, you know, reflect changes in products and services, or you're being put on one of 50 different platforms. It's a bit of a mess in that world, honestly. Another one is we take action on real-time information to ensure that we get ahead of high charges. We don't charge for professional services. That's a big savings there too. Again, we're a month-to-month service. So if you don't like what we're doing for you, you're not locked into a three-year term, for instance. We provide a contract repository and provide contract end date recommendations. So we'll help you get ahead of that. Our ROI tool built into our software is really helpful. And it's just a really cool feature to have to build your case for decisions. And then our shop and buy tool, which is one of my favorite things, is where you can compare providers in terms and not have to go to different carrier reps to gather info. It's also a big help to procurement and telecom managers alike there. And then you'll get RFP management and carrier negotiations for no fee at VCOM. And then VCOM is, you know, one single pane of glass, one single platform for network, mobile, collaboration, cloud, and hardware and SaaS. So you just have to decide, do we want a software? And then do we want people helping us to manage this stuff from here on out? And there's also great things out there that we can do, like lease devices to you, if that would help you go from a CapEx to OpEx situation.
Well, that really seems like a lot more benefits with a ton more visibility.
Yeah, think of your traditional old school TEM, like still having all BlackBerries in your environment, where ITLM or IT lifecycle management is more like having that more up-to-date smartphone, like an Android or iPhone in place. It's like taking the best of all the worlds from TEM and MMS and aggregators and just solving the need for lower carrier rates and managed services, but with zero managed service fees. So we can definitely help you manage that entire life cycle of that asset. So you don't have to deal with the challenges around carriers, and we'll save you time and money.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Rachel, for sharing these insights around TEM and the exciting benefits around IT lifecycle management.
You're welcome. And to CIOs and IT leaders, let me know if you'd like to talk more about an ROI for a program like this. And for all you telecom managers out there, keep up the good work, and we're here to support you. And to my fellow Dr. Pepper friends out there, cheers to you.
If you have any questions about the topics you hear on Braindrop, feel free to email us at braindrop@vcomsolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Nicole Wunderlin for VCOM. Enjoy your day.